Zohar, just new, I see some fresh faces. We started off with the malacha of kosher and matir, and this is sort of morphed into the related malachas of tofer and korea. These are the twin malachas that we spoke about on the first day. And I'm told that the people who look through the Ma'amakomas are basically finished, are almost finished. Okay, so tomorrow mitzvah will be new Ma'amakomas. I don't want to give today. I wasn't sure everyone was ready for them. But I'm happy to give new ones. I gave a little few supplementaries today. I'm sure that both had them. If you give them back to me, we'll try to put that. Anyone hit type quickly?
I can type people.
You're a typist?
First,
yeah. Can
I type them across?
Yeah. You can do it? We have a assistant who's a very capable assistant. You can even type. Okay, very good. So Lena, I'll bring them tomorrow morning. I'll try to come. Ooh, wrist tomorrow morning. Maybe I'll talk to you later if I just fax it to you earlier than you can print it up before I even get here. Rabbi Maybrook is making a bris. I don't know Rabbi Maybrook Shalita or the Chosh of Rabbeim. So I'm going to try going to the bris. Now, then I'm at the mercy of the George Washington Bridge. You know, that's, those who live in New Jersey know that's not a good situation to be in. You never know from one day to the next. But that's the present plan anyway. So just to give the overview, so we're going to be reviewing today, I guess probably tomorrow also, many of the halachos we spoke about in terms of primarily tofer and korea, because kosher matter did earlier. Two are a little bit intertwined. After that, mitzvah Hashem, the next halacha is going to be mechatech, because mechatech is related to korea. The next twins are going to be mitzvah Hashem, kosev and mochek, as we spoke about at the very beginning. And there, Kosev has its cousin, which is Tzoveya. Because we had a whole tumul, we mentioned a little bit today. What's the difference between kosher and tofer? What's the difference between Kosev and Tzoveya? So, just give you the overview. We're going to go. That's how we're going. You know, that's the plan for the first day with the various twins and their cousins, and see how we can cover as much ground as we can. Today, I'm coming in with a number of svarim. Those who are new. This Sefer is mandatory, it's called Mishnah Berurah. Can't move without this. Everyone should have a Mishnah Berurah with them all the time. And who has a Mishnah Berurah today? Before anyone, who has a Mishnah Berurah with them today? Not everybody? Okay. So we might have to put it on the screen, but which we can do, but maybe we'll look on with each other. It's good to have a regular Shulchan Aruch as well. They have various versions, the fancy one, Machon Yerushalayim. But there are other Shulchan Aruchs. We have Magen Avraham, Taz, Gro, Kivega, etc. Then we have the classic Sefer called the Shvira Shabbos Kilchosa, which is good to have. We have a Chayodim, we will be a Chazanish. Let us harm. But we'll do what we can. Shabbos, we're just going to start from where we start. Then we'll be a Chazara for many, be new for others. Let's begin. Let's start by looking at the Mordechai in Siman Shin Samach Ches. Hamoseach chut shel tefira. One of Ayin Haman Alam says, if you pull a particular thread that tightens it, you be chayim mishim tofa. One thread. Him came in a adam haregilim litvar botez roseim b'chut ove mashicha. People who sew their sleeves, right? Zero is an arm, and a house of an arm is a sleeve. Ukshaposhet asmo materosam. You take off your sleeve, you take off your shirt, your jacket, your coat. You obviously will loosen it. Umarchiva, and make it wider. Ukshalovish also, when you put on this jacket, mahadek atfiris of it, and you pull it tight. Ze also b'shabbos. Based on the Gemara of Moseh Chutzal Tfir. Avolim kol nekev mukov tfira. Shechalal hanekev nireh muter. What does that mean? That means the thread which you're pulling has its own tube into which it goes. It's permissible. Cheminig noshim, nachash alav shu kam yuzash, which is kind of a shirt, blouse, shalahem. Mahatkin also the Meshichos Lulos Dofne Aksonis Miyamunus Umismo. And presumably the reason is because these little springs have their own encasements, and therefore it's not considered part of the garment itself, which would create a violation of Tofer. No. Look at the Chidushi Anshei Shem on the bottom. Post dates. Abba Rav Yo Kosev Dafka Gabe Tfira Sheikar Tikuno Li Tofer Beli Pirud. The Achshak She Nifrad Umahatko Mechavelim Toch Achut Liskayimbo Havle Ketofer Meikara Bechayim. In other words, like this shirt. The Manova made this shirt in the factory, made it to be sold it forever. But if it's made to be undone, that's not called Tofer. Hilchach mutal l'noshim l'torach achut misra osein uvitzadeim shekon prizin l'loshin Ashkenaz. I feel the kosher also ain't a keshel kayama. So it's not Tofer, it's not kosher. V'chem l'miktorin u'l'kamon v'eril k'shar ma'farash b'ezit Hashem yizbaro. So we spoke about that already a while ago. This is a very important source here in the Mordechai with the Anshei Shem. Any questions before I go on? Don't understand what he said. Get the words? Now I'd like to open the Shulchan Aruch. If you don't have one, look on with a friend. Maybe we should put the... depends on the field, I'm missing Mishnah Berurahs. Who in the team right now does not have a Mishnah Berurah? Raise your hand if you don't have a Mishnah Berurah. Only a few guys. So maybe can you look on with each... everyone look on with somebody else? I'd rather use a safer than the screen. Screens are, you know, for others far more, which we don't... Mishnah Berurah is supposed to be everybody. You know, I can't even get you some extra Mishnah Berurahs. You know what? Don't move. Give me a 60-second timeout. I'll be back having a few more Mishnah Berurahs. Take and everyone should have. Okay, look on with a friend. It's important to see things in Sfarim. Shin Yud, Shin Mem, Rebosai, Siv Zayin. Simen Shin Mem, Siv Zayin. You'll see right away how familiar it seems to you. Look what it says. Osam Shemahatkin Abagodim, Sovim Zerosayim, Hade Achut Shemoslan Osam Misadik. Also, the Moscow Elim Ken you on the cover Rechavim Ktsas Umbesukonim Betfira Beigum. Yud on his eye, Tur, Shem Rabbeinu Peret, Umorachai Perek Zayin the Shabbos. As we just saw, the Mordechai Perek Zayin the Shabbos. So, this is the Shulchan Aruch quoting from the Mordechai, the most strict view. Okay, let's read the Mishnah Berurah. What does it say? Darkon Hayol Diten Chut Besocha Beis Yad Shal Azroa. Do we have anything like that in our wardrobes? You have a string that you pull tight? You have to, what do you have?
You have these gloves where you tighten it with a little
torch. Uh-huh. And
it's a little plastic clasp.
Oh, so you tighten the glove? So it's a long release glove, something like that. Okay, good. So it even exists. Rash, Mr. Brewer further, Rechavim Tassim with Tukonim. The Oz, Eno Doma Klala Tofer. The Havi commander Machnis Krosim Bilulos. This we certainly have. It's like a button. You gotta put a button in a loop. You gotta put a clasp into a loop. That's all you're doing. Kevin the Matukul Nazebis Midas, the Matko, the Hatkuk Shalovsho, Kenra Postok Shiroto, the Poshto. Wait a minute. Mr. Brewer threw in two different pieces of logic over here. One is krasim ulalos, right? I thought it had to gomer, even forever. And the second one is the fact that you're going to do it and undo it all the time. There seem to be two different and distinct svarks. The main mahatko yofet, the nimlech lefamim lahanichol kach leolam, ulepashtok shibhuduk, osu lahatko b'shabbos. If you're going to leave it there forever, it's not allowed. Now, what do you mean it's not allowed? Even though it's crossing belulos? We spoke about this, about the zippers. That was the last year before Yom Kippur, the zippers. Can you put in a zipper? We found three opinions about zippers. One is, the one that we assume halacha l'maisa, that a zipper is no problem. Hat the government. And you're allowed to take, let's say it gets cold as Shabbos, maybe. Now it's very hot. And you want to put on your raincoat, which you have without your lining, because it's been out the whole summer. And this is Shabbos morning. If it rains, or next Shabbos, whatever, down below, it's going to get even cold. I want to put my lining in. So I have to zip the lining in. It's going to be there for 6 months until the weather changes again. May you do that? In my opinion, the answer is yes. Because you're not doing anything. The zipper is just the equivalent of what's called crossing the laws. It's just not, it's not an act of tofer whatsoever. There are those who say that's not allowed, but they will allow you to zip your pants up and down when you have to go to the bathroom or when you go to sleep at night, because that's obviously very temporary. Just for a short period of time. And then, as I mentioned to you, I spoke to Rav Schechter about it before this matter. She said, yes, there is a report, you can't even see with his own eyes, that Rav Soloveitchik, the Koron Levroch, at one point in time, felt that a zipper is like considered tofer. And he made sure to find pants which had buttons instead of a zipper.
Israeli army pants.
That's what they have there?
Yeah.
Why is that? For military reasons?
No, because you're using them over and over and zippers break, buttons can be sewn back on.
There you go. So the Israeli army holds like the Rav. Very makbid, the Israeli army is very makbid and Shmir Shabbos Kedasa Kedin. Okay, and they have no problems. So we just get three. So over here, he says it's crossing the laws. If he really holds from that svara, then what's the problem even if it's there forever? So it's not exactly clear how to read this hemshich in the Mishnah Berurah. What I will do is open up my Shulchan Aruch. If you have a Shulchan Aruch, I invite you to open it up. Let's take a look at this for a second. I'm not going to spend too much time because this is just beginning the shiur today. We don't get too sidetracked into one small little topic, as important as it is. But let's take a look in the Rogan Avram. Most Mishnah Berurahs are based, as you know, many. I think this one as well, a larger in Rogan Avram. So if you happen to have a big Shulchan Aruch in front of you or on your computer screen, you look it up at the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch Tziv Zayin Osa Mahatkin quotes the Magen Avraham Sifkat and Yud Beis Im Nimlach Lifomim Lanichem Shkach Liolam Osur Lahatkon B'Shabbos. If it's going to be there permanently, then you may not tighten it on Shabbos. If it's on and off, yes. If it's there permanently, then no. Okay, so this is an important. This is where it comes from. And this is more to be said. But I don't want to spend more time in it. Just want to read you the source, which is in fact the Magen Avraham. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the next half of the sentence, we only read the first half. Elam came in the kavim rechavim tzas umetukana betzvira beigul. What does that mean? It seems to be a larger space. Says the Magen Avraham, and Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Or the filu achut tocha b'machat nekuva shari. If you look in the Prima Gadim, he says nekuvim agulim dama lekrosim. Right, so we saw crossim on the loss. Right. So the question will be, in that kind of a case, would it be a problem if we're there liolam? That doesn't say. In the Resha, it says Osam Shemahatkin. So it says Osam Lemotcho. Then it says Nimlach Lefam Lalicham Shkach Liolam Also the Hakan B'Shabbos. What do you mean Asr? It's always Asr. What's the Magen Rabbah saying in Yud Beis? Asr. If, then it's Asr. Shulchan Aruch said that it's Asr. The answer presumably is, Elim ken yun ha-kovim rechovim tzas, then it's mutter. And on that, the Magen Rabbah said, Nimel chafamim, it's Asr. How does this reconcile what the Prima Gadim says in Yud Gimel? It's like, crossim, I thought crossim will last his mutter forever. And that's in the case of the winter coat, it should be there for 6 months. That's my problem with this, these texts. If you have a solution to the problem, let me know tomorrow. I'll quote you and share. I don't have a good solution. Right now, it's bothering me a little bit, this problem. Fine. The question becomes, what is wrong? I'm just pulling. I'm tightening. What's wrong? Why can't I tighten something? What's wrong with tightening? What's the malacha? What happened over here? What are you putting together? Tofa is putting things together. So I saw two svarim. They have the same suggestion. An interesting suggestion. The words don't seem to say that, but I found them two separate svarim, and therefore there's probably some truth to it. One is a sefer called the Megillah Sefer. It's a svarim which, for those who we spent a lot of time before, that they're excellent svarim. Those who want to buy them, I don't want to bankrupt you, but I'm just telling you there's good svarim. Megillah Sefer, there's a beautiful sefer, as is the sefer called the Orchel Shabbos. That's, I think, more popular these days. They both seem to say the same thing independently, so from what I can tell, as they refer to a case here in Siv Zayin, we have a garment that's made from two parts, and when you pull the string, you're combining the two parts. Because if you're not combining two parts, what is the problem? You're just making it, you know, you make it like this, I have it one garment. Instead of being like this, it becomes like this. What's the violation? So now it's more crumpled up? That's Heter Gomer. So that's how they both said exactly the same thing. Further, it's like this. I'll give you an example. Oh, perfect example. The words of the Orchel Shabbos is a chatach b'kseh ha-sharvul. Modern Hebrew is a sharvul, a sleeve. And it's a chatach, a slit. I happen to have a slit at the end of my sleeve. So it happens in the, you know, it was made by Jones, New York. When they made this jacket many years ago, they sewed it up already, and their buttons here, and went out to them. But let's say not. So they said, that's the case. So I'm taking a string, and I'm tightening and loosening, tightening and loosening, tightening and loosening, but they're two separate pieces. It's a chatach, a slit. Then we understand the Shulchan Aruch. But if it just be one piece, who cares if you make it tight or loose? It makes a lot of sense. Even though the words don't say it, but sometimes you have to say it, because otherwise it doesn't fit in. Since two Gedolim said it independently, actually three, because the Orchel Shabbos is written by two Gedolim. It's written by Rabbi Gelber and Rabbi Reuben. And this is written by Rabbi Eisenthal. It's all Chachmei Yerushalayim, contemporary, Shlita. So the three people said the same thing? Probably right, okay? Fine. Rabbosai, let us now turn to discuss something else. Since everyone has a Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, let's take a look over here in the Bir Halacha. In same Siman, we're in Siman Shin Mem, that's our Siman for today, but in Sif Yud Gimel. They both say Sif Yud Gimel. Okay. So here in the Bir Halacha and Sif Yud Gimel, Ein Shovrin. Shulchan Aruch says Ein Shovrin, Cheres, Vein Korin, Anir, Eshkem, Takin Kli. Attack and Kli. So the Biolochas is Ein Shovrin, comes from the Rambam. Or based on the Mesech Lebetzah, the Flamed Beitz. Question becomes, Fimashemucha, I'm reading you from the Biolochas, everyone look inside, please. The Sifa Samch. The Korea, when asked the Tak, in Chaya Mishan Korea, he means, what do you mean? What kind of redundancy is this? Korea is Chaya Mishan Korea. It means, I'm an asked the Tak, and even though it's not I'm an asked Litpo. That's our famous discussion which we had, we're going to come back to later. Why is there no Korea over here? Right? When you ripped the New York, why no Korea? More than that, Rama puts it in Perikop Gil by the Rabbonans. Why not the Oraisa? Who asked this question? Prima Godim. Prima Godim has no answer. A Okay, those who have a prima garden, since he quotes a prima garden. So where is this prima garden? You know, everything has a source. If you want to know where it is, some of these new Mishnah Berurahs, whether they're old Zohar Mishnah Berurah, they tell you where it is. The excellent edition. Prima garden will tell you right away. It's in Mishpat Zohar, on the Taz, Eish of Avram, on the Mogan Avram. They'll tell you what the continent is, but I don't have that in front of me. I have a regular Mishnah Berurah. They'll tell you where is this prima garden? So the prima garden asks this question and has no answer. I'll tell you right away, it's not a prima garden in Sif Yud Gimel, because in Sif Yud Gimel there's no Magan Avram, and there's no Taz. So by definition, there's no prima garden. So we'll tell you tomorrow what the prima garden is. I don't want to spend time looking for it, but yes, it's Kasha. Okay, you remind me. Let's go further. Umasherotza Echad Mena Achronim Lahotzi Mizeh. Doesn't need to mention his name. He's so out of character. It's you know, the Mishnah is not that kind of a person who quotes you anonymously. Always has a name. I believe he didn't mention his name because he didn't want a Chalila insulted. It's an Achron that he thinks so highly of that in this case he felt he missed it, an explicit Talmudic text. He didn't want him. That's my guess. So what's his Echad Min Achron? Okay. The Lo Shaya Kriya. My shirt, right? It was woven from little threads, so you can rip it. And curtains. In the Mishkan had curtains. This Achron said that skin, which is an organic entity, and niyar. Now, how do you make niyar? Anyone know? Look on the internet. There's different ways of making niyar. Different ways of making paper. Could be the paper he was describing was paper which came from trees, right? Or from garments. And it was like one unit, not garments, that would be a bit. From a single unit, skin-like. That's what this Achron said. Zeino, the Mavor of Yerushalmi Behedya, the Be'or Shayach Gamken Kriya, Ukfarot Salomakin Hanishmas Adam. Oh, he had to quote my name. Rabosai was either a good memory or looked up a different source and knows who is this Echad Min Achron. We mentioned, I think, before Yom Tov. No one remembers, but I didn't mention my name. Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is so high on the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he quotes him on every page. He calls him Hagraz. What does that Graz stand for? Hagoyin Rabbeinu. Huh? No one knows Lubavitch at all? Zalman, Rav Shneur Zalman. Okay. He should have called him the Grashaz. He just left out the Shneur, put in the Zalman. Okay. I believe he left his name out of deference because he thought it was against the Beferish Yerushalmi. As we shall see, and I'm not a Lubavitcher Chosid in the classical sense, I have a chosid of the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, as the author of Shulchan Aruch HaRav. We will defend Shulchan Aruch HaRav from the Yerushalmi. We'll see soon. Even the Nishmas Adam is not so simple. What is really, really, really held, as time allows. Okay, I'm just going through. We need to be Allah. Fine. Question. We have a Braisa, an explicit Braisa, which tells us that if you have a chavis. And on the chavis, there is a leather, the chavis is a barrel. And on the top of the barrel, there's a skin. And the only way to get to the wine is to rip a line through the skin. Please turn our bowls into the symbol. We should certainly remember. Shin Yud Dalet, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Chav Hei. Please look. Shin Yud Dalet. Mishnah Berurah of Kotan Kafe, where it says, "Umuter gamken lekroa ha'or me'al pi chavil shoyayin." You may rip the skin from the top of the barrel of wine. Says the Alter Lubavitcher. You know why? Because there's no yisur of korea when it comes to or. This is one of the Lubavitcher Rebbe's proofs, right? So the question becomes: all the Mishnah Berurah do with this? You know what I'll answer you? I'll answer like the Ran. The Ran said, let's take a look, Rabosai. I want to show you this Ran inside, because it's always good to see things inside. Again, it's a little bit, I think we've seen this once before, but always good to review since we most of us forgot right now, some are new. This is a Ran in Sugya Daf Kuf Mem Vov. Kuf Mem Vov, the Sugya in Perek Chovis. Perek Chovis. This is a discussion. Shover Odom. It should be on page Samach Aleph in your old Ran's riffs and on page Kuf Ayin in the new ones. Not sure which one you have. Shover Odom Chovis Lechon Rana Grogris can break a barrel. Get to the figs. Rashi says, "Ain be makalkel shemis shams." Lo nehira. The nay the kol makalkel in pturin naf kuvov. Isa miyo ikam et rabbanim. Alahein the time, but the keva the biyamim makalkel poter aval aser. Hacha mishem tzorech Shabbos shara lechatchila. So the Ran says, you know, there's an isa korea on the skin covering of the barrel of wine, but it's makalkel. And it's mutter l'tzorach Shabbos to get the wine. That's another way out. Not like the Alta Lubavitch Rebbe. The Ran, we just saw it on this Mishnah of Kuf Mem Vav, Amud Aleph. The Chazon Ish has his third way out of this one. Now I'll read it to you from the original source. It's in Simen Nun Aleph, Rabosai, Sif Koton Yud Gimel. How does he explain this? Where it's as follows. Look what he says. He says, ha, this is an amazing thing, he says. Lo osik b'stiras kli, ele b'otzos agrogus, l'choshev shimush v'lo malacha. Whoa. That's one of our major yisodas before Yontif. It's called shimush, it's called usage, it's not called a malacha, a constructive act. Wow. I repeat again. Ein dato p'ula sakli rak osik lito lesagrogros lo chayel alei shem sose. And he quotes this Tosefta. Korea sa'or. Mishnah Berurah quotes it. I or has kriya the Yerushalmi. Mishnah Berurah quotes in Be'alocha. And the Kakel Zosri says, against the Ran, must be, again for the third time, the kiosik lahotzi yayin, ba'ose derech hashchoso, lo chayil alei shem korea. That's what he says. And he quotes another source from Yerushalmi, chosel shel tmorim korea matir, the angel hatorah asked Yerushalmi, matir is one of the lamed haspalachas, nasa geshover es achomis. That we just saw over here, you can break the barrel. What does that mean? It means you matter a kesh shel kayama. You also derech hashchasa shel kolchol shel the ein zuh haTorah. The same reason. You're just trying to access what's inside. That's what he suggests. Hekilu be'osik l'zholtzim mashe betocha also derech kilkul. It's called shimush. It's not called emalacha at all. We had three pshatim again. The Alter Rebbe said, by or is no korea. The Ran said, it's korea, but the Rabbanim is shemakalkel, the Ramat l'sor of Shabbos. The Chazon Ish said, it's not called a malach at all. It's called shimush in this kind of a situation. Fine. Akan are both side. Point one for today. Any questions? Point two is a pir halacha, again, in Simon Shin Mem. Please take a look. We're just going one piece by piece. Some of this is new, some of this is old. Again, with the Korach HaShikcha, it's all new, right? Simen Shin Mem. Open up, please, to your Bir Halacha. Right over here. Sif Yud Gimel. Ein Shoven HaCheretz Ve'en Koren HaNiyar Neshu Metaken Kri. Says the Bir Halacha HaNiyar. Talks about opening a letter on Shabbos. He wants to explain more in the Bir Halacha, okay, than he did in the Mishnah Berurah, the Kitzur. Here it's in a greater length. Let's take a look together. Everyone with me? Haprichodesh Yerodeya Kosov. The Yisrael Apostle Yeshba Zachiv Chatas to Chuliyama. You open a letter, Chayav Chatas. The Kriyas Aniyar Umakata Master Takim. Why? Vitikuno. Umashat Sorok Liftoch also. What's the tikkun? You have to open it. Mekakam and ask the target. Chacham Tzvi says no. Hita ede goy. So the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon is mutter through a goy. Lo bir tamo. Nirishu sover. Du molocha shein tzorach legufo. Why? Do ha'ein metakein beguf ha'niyor midi. You're not fixing up the paper itself. It's ancient legufo, which is the Rabbanon, you can do through a goy. Tosis Tzadi Dalet says, Korea b'chamoso l'mirme'em sa'anche v'ese pot l'rab shimon. If you rip your clothes to show how tough you are so your kids should be afraid of you, you're pot the why. From the last tikkun l'guf adavar anikra. You're not fixing the shirt, you're just fixing your kids. They should have a little bit more fear of their father. According to this, according to the Rambam, ancient l'guf is chayev. He needs to do a raisa, even also to a goy. Nishma Sodom says no, pot the. Why? Because the Korea Meso v'chamoso that kriya gufa yatikun. Why? It either calms down your anger or makes your kids be afraid of you. Mashenkem is there. The lahaniyah hu mekalkim. The paper, you're ripping the paper. Vatikun hu mitzanach. What's tzanach? To be able to read the contents of the letter. Uvemes lo brira svaraso. Usvaza hakam tzvi v'zeh. Yedua. Ikur tikun egeres. Oh, and the Kroso. Vitikuna Hushiucha Likor Enu. Okay, Shakora Kade the Kroso. Have a Malocha Tzricha Lagufa. Who knows what kind of letter he's writing? Who knows? What kind of envelope or letter is he describing? Anybody know? When I was a kid, I went to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. I was there for a whole year, almost a year, and there was not one phone call, not even one. There was a war. No phone call, the 6-day war, no phone call. All he did was write letters. You know what they were called in those days? They were called aerograms. Do they still exist? You don't know what I'm talking about? Ever see, ever hear of something? It's an antique relic. Yaakov, you know? He's Yaakov knows, he's a senior citizen. An aerogram is like this. You buy in the post office. It's a piece of paper like this, and you write on it, you fold it over, and it's a stamp that comes with the stamp. And you mail it, it's all one piece of paper. That's what he's talking about. And you open it up, you can read the contents. Well, we used to get aerograms.
These?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what that looks like. I can't tell if that looks exactly the same way. Let me give you my experience. When I wrote the aerograms, I wrote, fine. But when I came back to the United States, so my sister wrote aerograms. And they often come into the mailbox on Shabbos. You know what we used to do? We used to pull out the flaps and try to read the contents of the letter like in a little tunnel. Very hard to read. Like, you know, I may perhaps one at home still from an antique, which I remember to bring. Do you have a grandma to bring? Yeah, you know. They wrote letters twice a week, letters. I mean, I must have written, I don't know, maybe 80 letters, I don't know, maybe more. That's how we communicate. So he's on Shabbos. That's what he's talking about. How do I know that? Read the next line. This is a darais to open that thing. Oh, it's a darais. You're attacking the letter. The letter's meant to be read from. Then he says, "Achin hecha the skura haigeres betochin yoracha kanog." Ah, an envelope. That was a part of the minhag already in the time of the Mishnah Berurah. The vare hakorea haniyar elyon who became the kalkel who pumped our filler of Yudah. Shabbos Ayin Gimel. So the Kalka Potter Afilir Rav Yudah Shri Lav Shri Lav Chayim. Okay. Mutar Adai Goy B'makom Tzorach Shvus to Shvus. Okay. So you're going to open up an envelope, not an aerogram. Ula Lefim Asher Beinu Liel Lashitas Rashi Hechad Da Sosa Da Masnil Shol B'mkomom B'kalka B'mokom Zem B'chitakam B'mokom Acher Chayim Rav Yudah. In Cain Hachinami B'zeh B'chol Gamnei U'melokha Da Reis Rav Yudah. Whoa, even this kind of an envelope. Okay, Mogan Avram wants to answer it. So a godol, a goy, especially if it's in an envelope. Okay, that's what he suggests. Okay, Adkan. Fascinating. A little history. What kind of envelopes used to be used? Question, Rabbi Osai. Yes. I was to say my question. I said your question for my question.
How did they used to seal the envelopes? Because
like we do with a little glue.
But did it, like this probably before the Mishnah Berurah time. They used like sealing wax or
wax. That's in the movies. Yeah. I don't know if the movies are true or not. But are you right? But the question what I'm asking is, why doesn't the Chazon Ish's Svara apply here? What does Chazon Ish say? I have an envelope. All I'm concerned about is getting contents out. The same Svara that he used to be matir ripping the leather on top of the barrel should also be used to be matir this as well. Isn't that a great kasha? That's a fantastic kasha. Tremendous kasha. How do you answer this kasha? The answer is, believe it or not, won't tell anybody. Chazon Ish says, he doesn't see anything wrong with opening an envelope. I mean, you can't say that. It's a kula shein rova tzibichol lamago. Especially in B'nai Brak, you can't say that nowadays. But the Chazon Ish seems to have said it. It's in Simon Samach Aleph, Sif Cotton Bays in Chazon Ish. Gives you two different kinds of envelopes. Right? Gives you the whole arichas over here. It is as follows. I think, because Korea or Shapir Chavis and commission Korea. That's what he says. It's not a Korea. The only reason he doesn't want it, they want to reuse the envelope. No. So he wants to make maybe an own Xeri, maybe want to reuse the envelope. But strictly speaking, if you're not going to be people, don't reuse envelopes these days. And in fact, it'll be permissible to open the envelope. But the problem comes that nobody allows this in real life. And the question is, why not? Come on, man. Why not? If it's mutter to rip the leather off the top of the wine in the barrel, why can't you do this? The Chazon Ish seems to say that, in fact, it's permissible. On this basis, he allows you to open up a kind of salami. Do they still have salamis like this? Shoferes shall near Amuloyim Bosu, Mavushalom Ushan Tokas Shoferes. I think it means like that, still kind of like that, right? All right, wrapped in that kind of a cellophane. Mut the Korah Shoferes Beshabbos, Lasir Mial Bosu. Can in Korea or in Piachavis? Finished. You can throw it out into the garbage. No one keeps that cellophane. So the same thing applies to the or Piachavis. And the same thing would apply to the envelope, unless you were going to reuse the envelope, which is somewhat remote. The question becomes, how come everybody else thinks not how to open envelope? Yeah.
Isn't it talmud like mail that a person receives on Shabbos?
Chutzot chum you're worried about.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. But in New York, it's very possible anything you get in your mailbox on, quote, Saturday morning was already in the main post office on 34th Street Friday night. I don't know. Probably, right? Especially in the summertime when Shabbos is at 8:30, 9 o'clock. You know, when winter, I don't know. But, okay? Check the facts on the internet. Check the facts in the post office. I don't know. Apparently, the way to defend, we're trying to defend the Machmir here for a minute. Why are those who would say you're not permitted to open up the envelope? The answer presumably would be, this is again in Megillah Sefer, the answer presumably would be that it's false. The only time they're permitted is if you do it in a way that you don't normally do it during the week. Normally, they didn't cut it, they removed it. You cut it on Shabbos, it's an abnormal way. But an envelope, even during the week, you tear it. So now the question becomes, what about you have food in a bag, potato chips, all these kind of things? According to this understanding, would only be permissible to tear it in a way that you don't tear it all week long. And for this reason, if you take a potato chips bag, and people usually tear it nicely to keep it for the rest of the contents, either what you leave over or you're going to finish up slowly, then it'll be permissible to just rip. It's not normal. But a candy, a little candy, that's always ripped, right? A little candy, some candy comes in a little, you know, that this candy comes in a little, you know, toba. Not the ones that you just peel open it. The old ones that come like this, that's not against you at all. They come like in a little square, and you have to, he always put it up that way. According to this, he wants to suggest, Miguel said it would be, in fact, prohibited. Prohibited. However, there are a number of other possibilities, Reb Osai. Turn to Simon Shin Yud Dalit, Reb Osai. Siftes. Shin Yud Dalit Siftes, please. Shin Yud Dalit Siftes. Mutol Afkia Velachtov Kishri Hashpud Shekoshin Betle Obaof Hatsluyin. Okay? Why? Why don't we say Korea? Look at the halacha right over here. Sif ches chosolos. Chosolos. He wants to know why is it mutter? Brackets. Ve'ein shayach leser machmas Korea gufa. Tu wasa bedrabonon. Afila shalom and as litbar. Then shayach shame ze elabekriyas habeged. The shayach bo korea amanas litbor. It's possible. Ulahachi goes rabbanon. Afilu b'shalom amanas litbor. Mashen came for ze. Toma just a string. You can't sew this together again. So therefore, it is in fact permissible. In fact, permissible. This is very difficult. Why? Since the Bialach himself said in Shin Mem, we'll get to it again, you don't even need Koreh Amanas Litfor at all, or you need Koreh Amanas Atakein, so Hakam over here is in Mutter, because it's impossible to reach the level of Amanas Litfor. Who cares Amanas Litfor? It's not a requirement. The simpler answer is, Reb Osai, that it's like Koreh or a Pichavis. Ah, but here it's the normal way to do it. To get an impression that it's permissible. Even the case of opening an envelope. That's what seems to be implicit from this in this Biur Halacha. Remarkable. Fine. Reb Osai, just giving you some background. Now we go back to Simon Shin Mem, Yud Gimel, Ein. Biur Halacha, get back. Just gradually reviewing some of these sources we didn't really fully see and getting a better picture. Shin Mem, Sif Yud Gimel, everyone look inside, please. Ein. We read the first part already. Now, we left off. The Lulei de Mistapina, the last four narrow lines. Havamina Dava Chodesh Bazet. The Shkrilov does not like to say Chidush, just like to say what's already said before. He has a Chidush. Lo Shayach Shem Korea Manas Tatakein. Kim Kshorea is a dove beemza, who tzor le tikkun shneim, who kein shem a mishkan, shiria shenaf le badarna, korin ba vato from osa, shakriya hoysa le tzorach toeles kol yiria, both sides of the rib. So tun kufhei, etc. Fine. Wide line two. Mashen ken kshorea is a dove me abeget, min atzad, the kavanos l'taket mizeh sabeget she oruch o mukukol b'svasor v'achaticha nekras lo yutukin b'zeh klal lo shayach b'zeh shem korea manas l'taket kim shem acher of b'taket mona she b'taket mizeh sabeget. Skip the brackets. Okay. Tikkun gomor makab apatish not gomor midrabonim. So therefore the last two lines korea is a chatichas nior midav sholem k'lishtamish b'ezeh drama. You rip a piece of paper off a roll. We have paper towel rolls. You have fax rolls. You used to have fax machines. And they have all kinds of paper rolls. You're ripping off part of the paper. What's left behind is not metakan at all. Because it's a more rugged and jagged edge. And therefore, Rabosai, in this case, it's kimetakan kli. There's no Issa Korea Midaraisa. Why not? You only fixed up one half, the half that you took off, not the half that remains behind. The Chiddush Nifla V'Noira, Rabosai, in the Bir Halacha, and therefore if you were Korea Niyar, from a roll, it would not be Issa Korea. Only this would be an Issa of what? An Issa of Metakein or Kimetakein, or the Rice Rabbanim, as the case may be. It's a problem, Rabosai. It's a problem. Take a look here in Sif Yudalit. Right here, the same page. Have a dabek niyoros or oros bekolon shel sof b'chayotzbo. Hareze told us kof tofer v'chayt. So far, so good. V'chein abosai. Have a forek niyoros to bukin or oros to bukin. V'lo niskav on the kata b'vad. Hareze told us korea v'chayt. Says the b'alocha, v'lo niskav on the kalka. Let me look inside, please. V'lo niskav on the kalka. Lashon Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos. Umashi Rabira Dato, the Hod of Inan Bagamara Koream Ras Lipor, Mishum di Lavochi Avon the Kalka, Avon the Chavin the Tsar is the Vartikun, I feel the Machavin Shalom Ras Lipor is Chayov. Is Chayov, Rabosai, is Chayov. Is Chayov. Uvahochi Nicha, the Hitler Sarambam, the Poser, the Satsavar, the Shabbos, Kanken the Chal Dinea Koreel of Hiv. After the Vada Shalom Ras Lipa, what happens? You have a rectangular piece of cloth, you punch a hole in it in order to put your head through. You chayim shem korei kol the Rambam. Not a manas litbar. Doesn't matter. It's a manas litakein. A manas litakein. Question, Rabosai. What are you fixing up? How many sides of this hole are you fixing? The question, what are the facts? Are you punching a hole or are you severing a middle part? If you're severing a middle part, the middle part is no tikkun. So he's assuming that Matthias says that according to the Mishnah Berurah himself, they just said it's Chiddush Lulav Mistapina and Sif Yud Gimel, how do you explain Sif Yud Dalet? Because the part that you're going to cut out in the middle, that's going to the garbage. So you're not going to be attacking both sides of the cut. That's the kasha of the Megillah Sefer. It's a great kasha. I thought, frankly, he didn't rip anything off. Just punched the hole. I think I told you before, Yonatan, that case I had asked me about the poncho and Tehuti with the makeshift raincoat and the question. And a garbage bag. And he asked me, can he open up? It's raining. He'll punch a hole and put it over his head. The Chashava Doraisa, Poser Besatzava. There, nothing is severed, it's just punched out. Why can't that be the Matthias? If that will answer the Megillah Sefer's question. Again, I thought that would be the simple answer to his question, but he's stuck with this question in the Megillah Sefer. He's stuck with it, he assumes you're taking out a piece. That's true. The Bialocha does discuss a question, the Sifrit Gimel, of Mashlich HaChaticha Nekras Mehabeged. But that's talking about the case of Korea Lahafsid, not the case of Posech Bezatzava. Take a look over here. Back to Sif Yud Gimel. I just want to show you. Please turn back the page, one page. So, top of the page, the page which has the big Yudalit on top. Rambam holds, Mashal Emona is Nirekim Atakin Kli. It's not a Daraisa. That's Rabban. So Korea and the other Kamakroyim, the Tzorch L'cholech of the Shabbos L'achakach, Chayev, Korea was attacking. What's his Raya? Moed, Kod M'chav Beis Amit Beis. It says in Pasuk, V'yachzeik B'vgondla V'yikreim L'shnayim Kroyim. It's in Pasuk. V'yamashma Shnevak V'yikreim Ein Yodea Shul L'shnayim Kroyim. Mashma D'stam Kera Hu L'shnayim. V'lo Shikrei Z'chaticha Min Atzad V'yashlicho, you throw in the garbage, V'ashara Beget, Yishara Beget Al Mekomo. Brings a Yerushalmi. Hainu Korea, Hainu Chituch. We'll get that to Melacha Bechata. We're going to get to later on. Hopefully later this week. We'll come a Kriya Be'emtza Chituch Menatza. Vereinu Ochi Berusha. Kriya Einu Ela Be'emtza Kadesh Yituknu Aydei Kriya Shnei Tzdon. Kamo Shoyim B'mishka. Abo Chituch Shach Afil Menatza Shemechatech Mesfas Or Lashchoso to make it an even edge, a hem. Or Shoyim Yerushalmi Shav Deisha Oho Erges or Oregas Hamekatas Hanim and Hana Yosin Min Ariga. Moshe Kazer Kamenela, Yesh Mishum Mechatech, Isa Mechatech, Yesh Litzchos, the first white line of Yalacha, Misham Ruch of the Milsenaka, Kavanos of the Masham Kriya Bamsa, Highland Eight Sellers Fosso, Liv Omin, Yevsh Elia de Chituch, in Liv of Malof Sulukoro, Mashit Shrakhon Yashav, etc. This is what he's suggesting over here. Fine, we're not going into any more Pratim at this very minute. This is what the Vialocha says. Fine. Narabosai. Question. Well, let's put this aside for the moment because I'm spending more time. I want to open the Korban Asana now. We're switching gears now for a minute to open the Korban Asana to see some very serious question about Allah. Open the Korban Asana as you see. It's in Perek Zion, Os Nun, Bam of the Rush. Perek Zion, Os Nun. Okay, Tomea Ani. May I and Noah get a hold on. Shetochvin im machat shakorin shtek nadel. Blush nachtanaz. What's the word nadel mean? Needle. What's shtek? Stick, right? You stick a needle in. Im amalbut shakorin shupze blush nachtanaz. I'm not sure what a shupze is. Anybody know what a shupze is? You don't know German there? He's fine after me, those who know German. He's a corpus in German. Somebody else is talking German up there. Hohavi shtei tchifos. Apparently they would put it into the garment and out twice. Chenanoshim beprag. Shemechaben ha-shlayer im mechaten alolu. Hohavi shtei tchifos. What shtei tchifos mean? You have a garment. You put them together, two sides. They're going through twice, right? Let's assume this has been disconnected here. Am I in Jones, New York? I disconnected this, and I take a needle. I go through once, through both of them, and twice through both of them. That's Korban Tofer Mamish. He doesn't understand how it can be done. This is the kasha of the Korban Asanel. He thinks it's prohibited. And as a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. Take a look. It's right over here in front of you. It's right in front of your notes. Here in Simon Shin. Let's get the right place. Shin Mem Rabosai Sivkotun Chov Zayin. Take a look. The Machab writes in Sivov. Chud Shel Tfiro Shel Niftach Oso Lemocho Mishum Tofer. It's a Gemara Mefureshes on Daf Ayin Hey. It even says the Raisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkotun Chov Zayin. Towards the end. Al Kein Oso Na Anoshim Shel Tochman HaKreis. That's the needle. Im HaBeged, I guess. In my beggar be machat b'shtei tchifus, lav shapir avdi. He quotes the din of the korban asanel here in the Mishnah Berurah. Chazanish said, no dice. It's permissive. Some of your Mishnah Berurahs have in the back piskei Chazanish. Just check it, in case you have it. Look up some in Shin Mem Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin. See if he has in the back. I have mine. Let's see. Yep, I have it. Shem Korban Asana. Okay. Look at the Chazanish. Simen Kuf Nun Vav Bahashmotis B'michta L'Ksimen Shin Mem. I went wild. My Chazanish does not have it. I have a regular old-fashioned, you know, big full-size brown Chazanish, 7-8 volumes. I couldn't find it. The new ones have it. The little ones. They have it. I kept looking and looking and looking and looking. It's in here. It's ironic. I have the good one, so-called. But I don't have it. Doesn't have it. So Kuf, what do you say? Kuf Nun Vav is Hashvat, that's in the back. It was an order of the Shulchan Aruch. It's sort of notes. Here in Simon Shin Mem, in this edition that I have in front of me, you can look it up, it's on the bottom of page 510. It goes over to the next page. If you have the white size, you should have it. But the big one, which is the better one, doesn't have it at all. An irony. Okay? Divya Korban Asanel, Zayin Nun, Tumuin. Why? That toche macha the hadek lefisha, uke mahadek bekrosim. You put in a needle, it's like putting a stick into a loop. Ain't with a shemet shel tzvira klal. Nothing. Before Shabbos Yosef, mahatkin meftich hachaluk b'machat shen nekuva. Well, Donald was klal was there, but he didn't notice b'Shabbos. The Lord made a klal the Irish shem tchuv v'mer of Shabbos. Let me show it to you in Shulchan Aruch. Open up, instead of Shin Aleph, easy to see it in Shin Gimel. Take a look. Simon Shin Gimel Rabosai, Siv Tes. Shin Aleph and Shin Gimel told me what you're allowed to wear on the street on Shabbos. Once for men and once for women. So Siv Tes says, Lo teitze v'machat nekuva v'm yotza chayeves v'm she'ena nekuva v'm amed esbo kishureo. If she used it on Shabbos to put her this needle to attach her clothes one side to another, Mutter Lutz's bow. And Mr. Brewer says very calmly over here in End of Sitkotin Chav Dalid, he says as follows: Machat She'eno Nekuva Shal Shekorin Shpilke. What does the word Shpilke mean? On the bottom of the Sika. When I was growing up, my mother would say that expression, I feel like I'm on Shpilkes. You ever hear that from your mother? Grandmother? No? Never? You heard it? You don't know what it meant, right?
No.
Now you know. Spilkes are pins. Like in America, I'm walking on pins and needles. I'm nervous. I'm a spilkes. You learn Yiddish over here this year. Okay? Okay. Spilke. So he says over here, there's no issue of walking about in the street. Yes, this book, Lahakal Lahamid Bakishurim. She could use this shpilka, this needle, to attach her clothes. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Mishnah Berurah, this is in Shin Gimel, Sivkotin Chav Dalet. But in Shin Mem, Sivkotin Chav Zayin, he himself called the Korban Asana, he seemed to say that the shpilka is no good. Steckhandel, he called. He's speaking German, they're speaking, I guess, a different kind of a Yiddish, a more Polish Yiddish, which he used the word shpilka. I think it's probably the same thing. Okay, Stecknadel and shpilka, probably means it's got more or less the same thing. So the question is, isn't there a steer in the Mishnah Berurah? How do you have this problem? This is a serious problem. Seems to be a steer. A steer. A steer. Yeah. So the answer may be, it depends. I found this in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. Is it meant to be put on and off all the time? And Shin Gimel, you meant to attach it, detach it, attach it, detach it, attach it, detach it. And the Korban Asana only prohibited it if it's not meant to be attached and detached. Where do you see this distinction? Right in front of your nose, in the Shari Tshuva. Look on the top, Simen Shin Mem, by Siv Vav, on the top. It says Shari Tshuva. Starts with the word Lemotcho. Everyone looking inside with me? Look, please look with me together. Of course, Ginnis Radim. You can now make your sleeve tighter till Mashiach comes. They put it back in the trunk that way. You leave it that way forever. Unless the Abeinu Yoel was matan tefira and shein of his kavish, we spoke about a while ago. Okay. Chacham Echad Cholei. He says no. In the hatha b'tchivazu kim also al dashi is kaim. He's kaim a lot. This is a deraisa. It's kind of a little bit of Rabbana. It's kind of that at all is mutter. See, that's what he wants to suggest. The Korban Asana asks it in the case, we're going to leave it there indefinitely, or at least for a significant period of time. And the Mishnah Berurah back in Sish Shimon Gimel, and she takes it on, off, and every time she loosens it, she undoes it, that's considered to be very, very temporary, which is in fact permissible. That's very good. If it's for a long period of time, maybe even the Chazanish would say that is in fact prohibited if it's nasa lekiyum, because the lashon of Chazon Ish is as follows. Look what he says. Of course, the Mishnah Berurah Shin Gimel we spoke about before, of course from Shin Aleph, and the Korban Asana was made that the minhag was to be mekil, and there were go, and look at this poetry. Uvizmano zal of the Korban Asana, adirim omdim beperetz. When did the Kohen Sana live? Please look it up for me. There's Rav in Karlslu, I think, in Germany. Maybe it's exact. I think it was the 18th century. I think I'm not sure, but look it up for the Kohen Sana where they lived. You know exactly.
1687.
Okay, so it was in 1879. Okay, good. And the Gamkola Homo Yirechet is before the Enlightenment, the Emancipation, you know, when everyone's firm in those days. When he died, 17?
69.
It's true. In 1769, almost everybody was firm. I'm serious. It's hard to believe, but that's how it was in those days. Okay? So, Vakobin Estana lo mile piv lo mash isibidava. And a shetoma. Bimin Hogan. How can it be? How can it be? Oh. He says, Kevan Shein Osir Lakium Vein Derech Tfira Bekach Ein Zeh Tfira. And he quotes Dagos Mordechai by the Bati Adan. That we spoke about that. That's what we spoke about a little bit earlier today. Quoting Simon Shin Mem Siv Zayin. Ein Ahiduk El Lefisha Ein Zeh Tfira. And there are more quotes in Dr. Moshe where Arminic is to be Megill. The question becomes, why in Simon Shin Mem Siv Zayin that we started with today, our first source, why is the Ramah silent? Why is the Ramah screaming and saying it's mutter? Because it's meant to be done and undone, done and undone, done and undone. Why is he quiet? Why is he quiet? Says the Chazanish, Aval ha'osrin lo osru elak shetofar b'chut. Where's that phrase come from? I don't know. One element sees, right? Chazuso mochiacholov. She'ein ze tofer elahiduk lefisha lo nechlak boze odom. V'chein amad debar ve'ein lahachmir klalu klal. End quote of Chazanish. If it's obvious it's meant for a short period of time, everyone agrees that it's permissible. The reason why the Machmer over here in Shin Mem Siv Zayin, it's not so obvious apparently that it's meant for a only for a short term. In theory, it could be used for a long term. Ad kan the words of the Holy Chazanish in Simen Kuf Nun Vav and Hashmatas Kuf Nun Vav. Lis Simen Shin Mem, it's a michtam, it's a letter which the Chazanish wrote, which is printed here in Sefer Chazanish. Wow. 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 This being the case for Bosai, what'll be in the following set? A stapler. People still stapling papers today these days? He says also even the Kodach HaZadish. Why? It's meant to be permanent. It's meant to be permanent. Right? Yeah. And that's the normal way to do it. Not like a stecknadel. Or he puts it there, Sichat Bitachon, what is called Sichat Bitachon, little translated?
Safety pin.
That's why you don't sew things there with safety pins. That's not a normal way. It's meant to be temporary primarily. This would be okay. Now we come to something which is quite remarkable. And that is as follows. We began this year today by having the B'Alach omit the name of the Ezer Ben Achron, the Mecha Ben Achron, because he was afraid of his COVID. And he said the Nishmas Adam started saying this, but he gave up against Yerushalmi. So where is this Nishmas Adam, and where is this Yerushalmi? So the Nishmas Adam is Klal Chof Tes, Sivkot and Beis. I'll read it to you. Klal Chof Tes, Sivkot and Beis. He starts off, you know what? Can we put this on the board? We put nothing on the board yet. I wonder if he said something on the board. Who knows how to work the board here? Anybody? My screen not working? We're out of business? Not okay. Could be in the no power here?
Not.
I charge for some, huh? Nothing? I guess not meant to be. I tried pressing on. What did I miss?
It's on.
Now it's on?
Yeah.
Oh. Could get me, I guess, Barry left. It's so important to see every word in the Mishnah Berurah. I told you from the first day. My Rebbe taught me, don't trust anybody. If Tosfos quotes a Gemara, don't trust Tosfos. That's what my Rebbe said. I heard it from him. Look it up yourself. Here the Bialacha quotes the Nishmas Adam. Right? Sorry to say my words, am I right? Don't trust him. Look it up yourself. So let's look it up ourselves and see. You're right. Let's put it a little further down so I can not block any of this view. Until you get me on, I can't do anything.
Right.
If you get me on soon, we'll put it on. If not, I'm going to start reading from the Nishmas Adam, my old-fashioned print edition. Okay? What happens? Ein Koren es haniyar, quotes the Shulchan Aruch. Shumatakin Kli. This we just read. Miloshin ze mashma dein el shvus. Right? With the whole parak in Rambam, parak of gil is shvus. V'lo zachisi lehoven al buria, lama lo yischayev mishum korea. Who asked this question? The Bialacha, the whole big piece. Right? The Prima Godem asked the question, the Shema Sodem asked the question, everyone seems asking this question. Look what he says. It's exactly the same words as the Heliga Alta Lubava Cherevet. They were contemporaries. If you look up on your internet when the Chayotah lived and when the first Lubava Cherevet lived, you'll find out they were approximate contemporaries. In my analysis, who were they?
1748 to 1820,
and Lubava Cherevet. Shneerson, Biladi, Schneerson. No, not Schneerson. You can't get it? Did he live?
45 to 1812.
Almost Mabash contemporaries. He just he was born a few years earlier, Nifter a few years earlier. Come on, contemporaries. Okay? They better say the same thing, at least initially. But Sarah Loma. Lo Nikra Korea Elibidova should is chaber are they arigo tfir bebegin. Probably should be kibegin. Or are they devek as mefarek niyoris devukin, the chai mishum Korea. Ashenken Niyar. In other words, whatever is one slice, one piece, you're not chayav. If it's put together, you got me?
Where was
it?
Jewish studies?
You got me? The Esher, the Niyar Shibizmanayim, Shahayu Me Asovim, Lo Shayach Kriya Vitzarachim. Maybe their paper came from leaves. Don't know.
Papyrus.
Huh? Papyrus, right. So it was a natural, organic unit, right? It was always one from the Kodesh Baruch Hu made it a Ma'aseh Gracious one. The same as, thank you so much. The same as Or, Kodesh Baruch Hu, who you were in Shul this past Shabbos? Kostos or by Abishay, right? So there was or was made by Kodesh Baruch, was one unit. Sifrei Halacha Minig. This? Well, look at Sifrei Halacha, not Rishonim. I guess it's Chibur. Chiburim. I guess it's Chiburim. Chai Adam. Nishmas Adam. What call we in? Klal Chavtes. Take a look. I want you to see it inside. See inside is always important. Lo lo is chaimish from Korea. Lo nikra Korea ele bedavet. Can everyone read it? Shinishchaver ayedei arigo tfira bebegado ayedei debet. Moshikos ha-mefarak niyoriz tevukin. Chaimish in Korea. Shangama should be New York. After the near ship is my name, Herm has Sovim, Loshak, we have a Turkey. Fine. The Chain Master repair. So far, he's saying the same thing as the Alta Rel Babish Rebbe. Right? Didn't back out yet. Fine. The Fire Rise of Book. Fine. Hey, Nemes. Sharambam Kosov and Medabek Nioros O Oros. I raise a Tofer of a Chayev. Can a Farak Nioros Dvukim, Chayevish in Korea. Who made the hiskibit tofer oros, who hiskibit korea, mashma de oros, lo shayach korea. Amu beis Yosef hetik, gambe korea, o oros. Kolbo, vechemucha bi rishalmi, daf nun beis of an aleph, I guess the print that we have, o makriya be oros, be rakin, be chotek, mish vechatek, be beged, be levodim, which is what? Which is harder. This is soft, this is hard. Ach, vemes tzarachiyun, Rabbi writes Metakan Kli means Yechayev Bone Metakan Kli, what is it, Metakan Yechayev, whatever it may be. So far, both, did he back out or didn't he back out? I'm asking a simple question. Did he or did he not back out from his assumption? He starts like the Alta Lubavitch Rebbe. It's made from one unit, it's not Korea. Alright? Then it's true, quotes Yerushalmi, talks about there is a Korea when it comes to Oros. Okay? Oh. On the Nirali, Shimkora Hecha Shemeduba Kakfolim Lahadodi, Idea Achosem, there's a Mamish in a Mefarag in the Oros, the Chayav Larambam, the Osaf Yerde Nachri. What's he saying over here? You get an impression, depends where he's ripping. If he's ripping between two pieces of paper, that he concedes is a Doraisa. But if he rips in the middle of the paper, he never conceded the point. Not so obvious. I mean, you can read a little bit more. I'll give you a little more space to read. This is the whole thing. It's all on the screen right now. You have it all in front of you, top to bottom. You can look at it. I'm just going to go to the next piece. But you can look at it and peruse it and review it as many times as you want on the screen in front of you. Does he back out or doesn't he back out? He says, no. He didn't back out based upon the Yerushalmi. That's Oros Devukin. But if it's one piece, maybe the Alta Lubavitch Rebbe is correct. So I'm leaving it to your discretion about how you think, what you think is right or not, what you think is wrong. Okay? Ad cannabis. Now, having said this, we have only about 15 minutes to go. I want to start telling you some of the Chiddush of the Sefer Orchos Shabbos. I forgot. It's on Hebrew books, not? I forgot from last time. Not on. If you had it, I would show it. If you don't have it, it's not on. You can get it. In Perek Yud Aleph. I don't have it in front of me. Just give you a few of his highlights. Okay? Let's start from the very beginning. We're given a few at the opening day. What's the difference between kosher and tofer? Kosher and tofer. What's the difference? He says, kosher, rabosai, is either with strings or threads. Tofer is panels, irios. That's his first thing. He then goes to the following nekuda. He quotes rabosai, the Bir Halacha, listen carefully, Sif Yudalid Hared. Let's open it up. We all have it. Let's see it. He's going to quote, but Mazalim is not sure the Bir Halacha is correct. Very important. Look quickly. Shin Mem Sif Yudalid Hared. Sif Yudalid Hared. It's very short. What did it say? Hamadabek Niyoras Aoras Bekon Shasovim, or the told us Tov Bechai. Ki tofer inyono lokeach shnei dvarim achodim u'mechaber osam liyachad. Two separate things make them one. V'chein ha'day dibur, because if you glue them together. V'nir li du'adin shemidabek eitz le'eitz. Ha'day debek anog. If you glue two pieces of wood, gam kein shem tofer olav. How do you see that? Ki betzina be'gemar daf ayin dalim et beiz de'be'eitzim shaya gam kein tfira. Da'am asham ha'man da'obad Kalta, Kaveres Shalkonin, Ichaita Lepume, Ayan Shabbat Rashi. So the Furusha Gemara, that with wood, you can be Chayav in Tofer. Frekt of Shlomo Zalman. Anybody have a Shmir Shabbos in front of them? Anyone bring it with you? Anybody? No one has it? And it's not on screen, is it? Shoshi? I forgot. It is, it's not?
On screen,
not on? I'll tell you where to look. You look tomorrow. In the Mesmanish. Perek Tes. Okay. Perek Tes. Perek Tes, Rabosai. And I'll give you the different numbering systems I told you. Things change from time to time. Okay. It's now called Ha'ora Pei Hei. Right. I had it written down as I and Zion, but now it became Pei Hei because they added comments. I'll read it to you. Listen carefully. Listen, please. He says, the Bi'al Ocha says, Madbik Eitz L'Eitz Chayim Hashem Tovim, parentheses, Udvarav L'Chorat Tzarechim, Demimnole Debe'etzim Koshim, Shayach Be'im Hashem Tovim, Mechabim Yachad. Didn't we just see Yerushalmi before? Mechata is belevadim, and korea is beoros, which is soft. Not wood, wood is hard. It's hard as a, rock. Hard as it is wood, it's also hard. Yeah? V'chigam hamadik shtei avonim, o shtei matchos yischaibish of tofer. What, are you kidding? Tofer, you tie two rocks together with glue? Or two metal pieces? What, are you kidding? Aye, he quotes enough in the Gemara, Bosai. Enough in the Gemara. What's the case in Ayindal and Beis? Anybody know? You look up the Gemara, don't trust anybody. You gotta look up the Gemara. Open up to Ayindal and Beis. He quotes the Gemara. How can you argue with the Gemara? He quotes enough in the Gemara. Ayin Dalam and Beis. Ayin Shem Barashi. He chayta lepume. So look for those words, magic words. Chayta lepume. And Ayin Dalam and Beis. You see what the case is talking about. Everyone see it? No one sees it? The last few narrow lines. Haiman the Ovid Chalta. What's Chalta? What's Chalta? What do the words mean? What did he make? What did he do? Rashi, second wide line. Kaveres shall come. What's a kaveres mean? What's a kaveres?
A beehive.
High. Right. High. But what does it really mean in this case? A basket. You make a basket out of what a konin. What's konin?
Reed.
So you said, Yechai, you want to call reed wood? Technically, yes. Gross. Okay. But what's the difference, Shabbosai? Reeds are soft. You can't make a basket out of hard. It's soft. That's why, because it's soft, that's why there's a chiv of what? Of tofer, if you in fact glue it together. Right? Because it's soft. Ichaita lepume lasis la safa hosif kan tofer v'kosher. There is tofer, yeah, tofer, because it's soft, it's a soft reed, as opposed to hard wood. So Shlomo Zalman shlugs up the raya of the Berlach. There's no such thing. He thinks it's wrong. Wrong. Obviously, he thinks it's incorrect. It's incorrect. And therefore, he wants to say, if you have two hard things together, there's no violation whatsoever of Tofer. He goes further, Shlomo Zalman. Not only if they're two hard things, but if one is soft and one is hard, also now, look what he says. He says, when is the din of tofer, they became one goof. Madbid niyo lebakbuk. Eina niyo nasachel mena bakbuk mamish. Nisha kedama b'fnei atzma mudbuk lebakbuk. Especially because one is hard and one is soft. So he says. Okay? So he says. This is in Sifkotin. Pehei, in the new edition, in Perek Tes, and mine was, the old edition was, it was Ayin Zayin. I think I mentioned to you before Yontif, that Rav Yashiv was quoted, when they had the sealed rooms. Did they still have the sealed rooms? Cheder Atum? Is there still Cheder Atum in Eretz Yisrael?
There is what?
Cheder Atum. Never heard of the word?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Now a chemical where there's chemicals, that sounds chemicals, it's really very important in Cheder Atum. I'm talking about the Gulf War, where Saddam threatened to chemical...
I was near Shalim most of my time,
in Shalim is this still... I think every apartment is built since 19...
In the old city, it's everything's all downtown.
Old city, Malam and Ateba. But I think there's a Cheder Atum everywhere.
They call it like a Miklat or something.
Call it a Miklat, every apartment's on Miklat.
Called
a sealed room. There's even a book about the Gulf War called From Our Sealed Rooms. So that's the name of the book. So if there's an attack, what you're supposed to do is close the door and tape all the, tape it shut so that nothing, no chalil, no poison gas should get in. So Rabbi Yoshua was asked in the Gulf War in 1991, what should you do? He said, make sure to tape the tape onto the hard wall or door. Don't put tape on tape. If you want to bring a rifle from Rabbi Yashiv, he also held that it's not a problem if you're putting something soft on something hard. But then he says, well, you can't bring a rifle. It's a Gulf War. It's because nothing. She just said it's less of a problem to have a tape on a hard wall or a door than having another piece of tape. That's what's okay? I mentioned before, you have to know a little bit. This is the cooler. Okay, fascinating. Weiter gegangen, weiter. Yes, sir. Yeah, but it wasn't you know, whether Pikuach Nefesh Natzah was a matter of some debate. Rav Chaim Kanievsky famously said that nothing's gonna happen. You know, just stay where you are. Don't respond to all these other cultures. Rav Tolder of Yosha was upset with the son-in-law. He says, my son-in-law lives in Malam and Ateva, but the average people have to follow what the government says. The different madrega than what's considered Pikuach Nefesh. I mean, it was a chashash Pikuach Nefesh. Let's leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. Okay, fine. Good. Rabbi Osai, what happens if you sent something to the cleaners and forgot to remove the tag? What happens these days with cleaners? I don't know. They used to have a little. They staple something on, right?
Yeah.
So what's it in? You forgot to remove four shots. So he suggests to open up the seven Shin Yud Zayin. Siv Gimel, take a look. He wants to make a comparison to that case. Shin Yud Zayin Siv Gimel. In the Rambam, Yesh Matirin B'Tfira. Let's assume that a staple is a Tfira. You said it before. She'en Eshel Kayam. It's meant to be taken out as soon as the customer gets it. And the Hatir B'Fnei Amaretz. If you remember the Mishnah Berurah, it's called Chafal. Very important Mishnah Berurah Chafal. And also it's kind rak achi kochenu bala bayis lebeso. Yesh machmir b'davar, elam kein also the hatib, also yom shalakvisa. Now, they're not going to be undone the same day that they did the laundry or the cleaning in the store. But the minigis draws to follow the first view, which is the view of the levush, against the taz, second view, and therefore should be done, not in front of an amara, it's better to do it before Shabbos, because it is a machloikas gedoli aposkin, even though we're mekel, it's better to do it before Shabbos, take out all the tags of the laundry, and if you bought a new shirt or a new jacket or something, new tie, take everything off. Take the name of take it all off before Shabbos. Take it all off. If you forgot, in a pinch, there's room to be makil. You know, these new suits, they come now with a piece of plastic, hard plastic. You know, take it out until they know it's, if you're a god, they'll catch you, you know? Yeah. So it's more to cut that. What's called psikas talish. Chatchila should do it before Shabbos, but if you didn't, you just not an Easter of Tolfer.
And you end up at home with that.
What?
Yeah, you take it out of the store.
No, that's the difference. No, there's something they can go from the store, but something they leave out.
Somebody just like scan it in the manual.
Right, they leave out, you know what I'm talking about?
It's a tag.
No, it's more than a tag. It's a tag which is attached with a piece of a thin.
Yeah. So you see, on the back of a tie.
Right. And it'll go through, and you have to take a scissor and cut it off. And you can't give it back after that anymore. You try it on, you don't give it back, but once you cut it, you can't give it back anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Is that, technically speaking, it's mutter, because it's not too trifos, it's not close, there's no kriyas chut, as we saw in Bialacha, which we saw today, Shinidal Ches, but better to do it before Shabbos as well. Now we come to the last, which we left off with Michael Fulham Kippur, which is, yes.
Person has one of those staple tags on his stuff in the cleaners, should he rip it off or should he undo the staple?
You mean you want to leave the staple on? You go around the whole shop with the staple?
No. It's
either you undo the staple or if you rip it off, the staple's going to remain.
No, the staple will remain, but.
Like you're ripping paper.
Yeah.
Right, but the staple will remain.
No, it's like the thing is wrapped around the thing at the staple, so if you rip it, then the thing will come off.
Oh, it'll come off by itself?
Yeah.
So,
then I would just do it that way.
Rip it off.
That's what I would
say. Sometimes it depends on how
they do it. Okay. Both side, toilet paper, I was. Started off with such a graphic thing. Obviously, you should always have it ripped before Shabbos. Well, he got stuck. He says like this. We saw the Bir Alocha said, the only chiv of Korea if it fixes both sides, right? He wanted to say in the Orcha Shabbos, it does fix both sides. How's that? Well, the part you rip off, you want to use it right now. And the part that's left over, sure. Now that part is the last part. So when you use it next time, it'll come off right away. That's what he says. Interesting svara. So if you rip, you're fixing both sides. So that svara of the Bir Alocha is not going to help. And besides that, He doesn't even like, he doesn't like the svar of the Bir Halacha. He doesn't understand it. Why is it considered to be a mekalkel? That's his question. The answer, I think, is not mekalkel. It's a local svara of Shnayim Kroim, quoted a pasuk. Fine. So that svara is, he doesn't like it. He says it wouldn't apply. But we only have a few more minutes. There's one more svara in the Bir Halacha. The same one. Take a look, please. Please look. Shin Mem. Sifyut Gimel Ein. We've learned a large chunk of it, but it didn't get to the punchline over here. I'm supposed to look carefully over here. It's the fourth wide line. Kosav the Rabbi Alachal Kameh. The Sfirah of the Koldova Shatikun Min Kartecha Bezakriya Gufo Lo Shayach was Hashem Korea Klal. Came in Shaosa Kliba Kriyasa. What is Korea? Korea is a negative which will yield a later on positive. But if the very moment you rip it's already positive, that is not called Korea. That, of course, is the Machlokus Gedolei HaPoskim. Later on, in the case of what? Posech Beis HaTzavar. Is it Korea or is it Makkah B'Patish? If it's Korea, which is Shittas HaRambam B'Pshuto, he denies it's Svara. Even if it's fixed right away, still considered in the category of Korea. So you have a problem with the toilet paper. It could be a Shalom D'Oraisa. According to the Alter Rebbe, Rabbi Osai, what do you say? What do you say? Is our paper the same as their paper? Our toilet paper. It's a big reel. Was it taken from papyrus or from one thing? Was it made from, was crumbled up into, and then put together later on? First or the second?
Second.
I think it's the second. So, even though he, the Aruch HaShabbos, quotes the Alter Rebbe Svar with respect to our toilet paper, I don't think it's correct in point of fact. Bottom line, Rabbi Osai, you have to do it with a shinui. If you do it with the shinui, I already told you once before, the Kavod HaBrius, it don't matter. What shinui should you use? I think, use your teeth. Of course, the roller toilet, take your teeth and rip off a piece. I'm sorry to be so, talk about being home. Some poskim once said, the Jewish religion is right. You know why? Because we have laws like Hilchos Beis HaKiseh. That's back at 7 Gimel Narachan. What other religion has Hilchos Beis HaKiseh? No one's looking. We must be the true religion. So, Hilchos Shabbos, but Hilchos Shabbos is toilet paper, also no one's looking. This proves that we're the true religion. So if you get stuck, just take your teeth, and always try to chatzkid b'beir b'fosha. We'll have to stop here, we have time. Tomorrow we'll try to finish up these inyanim, try to put out new Marim HaKomis on the upcoming Malachos B'Siyat HaMishma. Okay?